Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum everyone and happy Ramadan. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. And the answers are based upon the book Children in the Quran and the Sunnah, compiled by Ayatollah Ray Shahri. And in the studio, we have expert in Islamic upbringing and a doctorate in Islamic studies and women affairs, Sister Radia Shamili. Sister Radia Shamili, assalamu alaikum and happy Ramadan to you, Ramadan Kareem, and welcome once again to our studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much for having me, and Ramadan Kareem to you and all our dear audience.
Thank you. Now, in the previous program, we talked about one of the Ramadan tips that you mentioned was saying the adhan and not being dependent on these technological devices, you know, making us free from it, even if it is for a couple of hours during the day. And what more Ramadan tips do you have to make Ramadan attractive for us and for our kids? And how should we parents deal with it so we can make Ramadan more attractive and spiritual for our kids?
Okay. Just to quickly refresh the memory of our audience, we have talked about, I think, four tips up until now. The first one was decorate the house to celebrate the occasion. I mean, the arrival of the month of Ramadan with guests and having kids around.
Fireworks. Right.
Number three, recite the when it's specifically at the time of iftar, when people are, when the kids especially are waiting for the parents to break their fast, or if the kids are fasting themselves, they're so eager to sit around the table and break their fast. So recite the call to prayer, the adhan, preparing yourself to do the jama'ah prayer as a family activity. And we said that we have to make it really special. I remember it in one of my trips to the UK.
Right.
When it was the Adhan time, one person, like the eldest son, he would spread prayer mats for all the people in the house who were going to pray. It's very beautiful. And for kids, they would spread little prayer mats.
And the father would lead the congregation prayer?
Of course, the father or the grandfather would lead the congregational prayer. The men would put perfume on themselves and they would wear white clothes, like white shirts, and they would all come together in a very jolly and spiritual way, making the kids also attracted to this activity. And as they say, al-ilm fis-saghar kan-nakhsha fil-hajar. The knowledge or the teaching, the upbringing that you have for your kids in their childhood is like the carving on the stone. So whatever you do in those critical years of childhood are very, very extremely influential and crucial in the later years of their life. In the Noble Quran, if you refer to chapter Taha, verse number 132, there's a beautiful verse that says, and bid your family to pray and be constant therein. We do not ask you sustenance, but we give you sustenance. And the good end is for the people of righteous. Again, this is in chapter Taha, verse number 132.
Right,
so
right.
As one of the roles that the family is responsible, specifically the father is responsible, because in the illuminous verse of the Quran, where you read قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا.
Right.
There's an explanation about it that inshallah I'll share with you after the break.
After the break?
Right.
That's great. That's great. All right, dear audience, join us after the break where we will listen to Sister Radia explaining more about the role of the father.
I am a Muslim, Islam my deen, Allah my Lord, His word Quran, Muhammad Prophet, peace be upon him. I am a Muslim for all of time. Someday, somehow, my journey here will end. I know not when Allah will call me home. This life I live, oh, what a blessed thing. As death comes to me, these words I will sing.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and the program Islamic Upbringing. All right, Sister Radia, you were telling us about the role of the father and what the father could do in the spiritual upbringing of the children.
Specifically, we are focusing our attention on the month of Ramadan because that's the spring of the Quran. It's the month
right.
that we are abstaining from drinking and
But
eating.
All these tips can be used and utilized after Ramadan during the whole year.
Definitely.
Right.
Actually, throughout the month of Ramadan, you are collecting all the provisions of the journey so that on the journey for the next 11 months of the year, you would be well equipped and you would be strong, spiritual, healthy
right.
to embark on the journey. So that's why you have to put special care and attention, first of all, on yourself, because the verse of the Quran says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. First of all, you yourself, as the parent, as the mom or dad, and specifically in this verse, it's addressed to fathers, to men who are responsible for the spiritual and religious upbringing of the family. Again, there are two other beautiful verses in the Noble Quran, chapter Maryam, verses number 54 and 55. They're beautiful. It says, and mention Ismail in the book. Verily, he was ever true to his promise. So what I understand is that Ismail was a role model himself because he didn't only say, be true to your promise. I myself, as Ismail, am true to my promises. I'm a loyal, truthful person. And he was an apostle, a prophet, the Quran
right.
says. And he used to enjoin on his family prayer and almsgiving. And he was well pleased in the sight of his Lord. And I have a couple of narrations to share with you.
But before you go to the narrations, what I'm saying and thinking about Sister Radia is like when you have your children looking at cartoon or looking at a football game, all right, or a basketball game,
mm-hmm.
how can you attract them for the time of the prayer or for the congregation prayer as a father or a mother? The second part of my question is, from which age should we enjoin our kids to pray?
Okay. I think I tried to answer your question in between the lines that I shared with you
mm-hmm.
throughout the program. I said
right.
make it very spiritual.
But to make it spiritual, you have to be spiritual yourself.
Exactly. This is what I wanted to
say. And not
say.
Every Muslim is that, especially
but you have,
for us Muslims
that
living
is why
in the West.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ first of all,
right.
and then وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. Because everything in Islam, everything in the realm of psychology or learning something, it's taking role models.
Right.
We have it in Islam, we have it in Christianity, in Judaism, that people like to look up to someone. They don't really listen to what you say. They look at you and unconsciously absorb what you're doing.
All right.
So if you want your kids to pray, pray yourself, and this praying has to have effect on your acts on your daily acts, the way you talk to people, the way you treat your wife, the way you treat your daughter or son, they Thank all you. Have to be in a way reflecting your spirituality. You can't be void of any light, devoid of any spirituality, and then expect your kids to pray and fast and do, you know, whatever.
Thank you very much, Sister Radia. And we're going to go for a small break. Please join us after the break, dear audience.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, when a child becomes intellectually mature and is able to recite parts of the Quran, he should be taught how to pray.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. And in the studio, we have our dear expert, Sister Radia Shamili. All right, Sister Radia Shamili, please continue with those beautiful tips that you gave us.
Yeah, I was sharing with you one last tip in this program, which was try to perform congregational prayer. And then the question arises that from what age should we have our kids, should we enjoin our kids to pray? And I would like to base my answer on two narrations from the book Children in the Quran and Sunnah. Well, one of them is from the noble prophet that he said, Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that said, when asked when a child should begin to pray, the response that the noble prophet replied was that when he recognizes his right hand from his left hand, enjoin him to pray.
SubhanAllah. That's from a very early childhood.
Yeah. And listen to another one. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first Shiite leader, he said, when a child becomes intellectually mature and is able to recite parts of the Quran, he should be taught to pray. So that would be age
That's
seven.
A little bit older than the first
seven,
one.
7, 8 year old.
Right, right.
So basically...
So could we say translate those narrations to discipline?
Mm-hmm.
You should enjoin your kids to discipline because prayer needs discipline.
Yeah, exactly. This is what we meant. Tip number 5... Usually the father, I say it, I emphasize the father because we have قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. The father takes the responsibility to spiritually prepare his family for the nights of Qadr. And we know that one of
But that verse that you mentioned could also be to the woman.
Yeah, but...
the mother.
After this verse was revealed, many men came to the noble prophet and they said, how can we... Save our families
ourselves.
From hell, ourselves and our family from the hellfire. Specifically, they were so worried and so concerned for the safety of their family with regards to the hellfire. So I'm not saying that women are exempt, but the main responsibility of this, also, if you refer to the other narrations that we have from the infallible, especially if you refer to the treatise of right of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, spiritual or religious upbringing is one of the duties of the father, not the mother.
So more emphasis has been put or more responsibility has been put on the shoulders of the father.
Definitely, not the mother.
Right.
Of course... I'm not saying that if she does anything or if she helps in this process, then it would be perfect because this is done as a mom and dad activity with the father being the manager.
But in cases where you don't have a father,
the mother replaces
the father then. Thank you very much, Sister Radia, for the tips that you gave us in this program. And thank you, dear audience, for joining us in this program of Islamic Upbringing. And again, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please contact us at our email address, englishradio@irib.ir, or visit us at our website, parstoday.com. Until another program, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Islam solves all of its problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. it's a complete way.